Amen, amen. I shared something on Wednesday. God is good, isn't he? God is a good God. And I'm just going to read, you can jot them down, or I'm just going to look at them real quick because it's not really the lesson, but it has something, it'll bear reference in the lesson. But Matthew 19, 17, it says, "And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life and keep the commandments." And so he's saying, there's no one good but who? God. God is good. He's good. John 10:10, we're all familiar with this, but I like verse 11. It says, we're talking about goodness. God is what? Good. God is good. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." But then what does he say? "I am the good shepherd." He's good. He's the good shepherd. "And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." He's good.
Amen.
Don't ever let anyone tell you that God's not good. God is good. If you can't remember anything in times of trouble, remember God is good. He's good. Amen.
Amen.
Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that are what? Were oppressed. So healing is what? Good. Don't ever anybody tell you, "Well, I don't know, it may not be God's will to heal." God is good, and he went about through Christ healing all that were what? Oppressed of the devil. So we know sickness is oppression, and it's not good. And the thief cometh what? To kill and to steal, to oppress, to make sick. And it's not good. God is good. Hallelujah. James 1:17, every what? Good and perfect gift. So healing's good, and it's a perfect gift, and it cometh down from who? The Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. He doesn't change. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. His will to heal does not change. Does not change. Hallelujah. So let's focus on that scripture today. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. So we're going to look at a few scriptures today. Is that all right? Let's turn, let's go over to Mark chapter 2. And I want us to look at this particular account. We're going to look at it in Mark, then Matthew, and Luke. Same account. This was the man with the sick of the palsy. And we're going to look at verses in Mark, verses 1 through 12. Let's read this. I'm going to read it in the King James. It says, "And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he did what? He preached the word unto them, and they come unto him, bringing what? One sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit, see, he didn't perceive in his mind, he perceived where? In his spirit, that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath what? Power on earth to forgive sins. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he rose and took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Now let's go over to Matthew chapter 9, and starting in verse 1. Matthew chapter 9, and it's in the Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John did not refer to this account. Matthew chapter 9. And what's interesting is you'll get a little insight into each of the writers. Same account, but you'll see something a little different. It'll provide some great insight here. Matthew chapter 9. Starting at verse 1, it says, And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. So that's interesting, right? He just said he went into Capernaum. Now this says he went into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, saith unto the sick of the palsy. So he doesn't go into all of the detail that Mark did. So he said to him, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house, unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Now let's go over to the book of Luke. In chapter 5, Luke 5, starting in verse 17. Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 17. Great insight here. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
If you look at Jesus' ministry, he did it in this order. Teaching, preaching, and healing. It didn't say he healed and taught and preached. It said he did what? He went about teaching and preaching and healing. And you'll notice when he had a problem with people receiving, he resorted back to what?
Teaching.
And we're going to show you that. So it says here that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. It didn't share that in the other two Gospels, did it? And what happened? What does it say now? And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. What was present? The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Oh, this is good here now. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling. So now here, it's in Mark, it said they went up and they removed the roof, or they broke through the roof. This says the tiling. So now we know the roof was tiling, right? So a little more description of what went on here. So they went down through the tiling with his couch. Now they called it a couch. Into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts, whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. Now, I wanted to look at something, and just hold on a second. Mark, I think it was Mark 2. Yeah, go back to Mark 2. It's interesting to look at these things. And look at verse, you know, we read verses 1 through 12. But look at verse 13. It says, He went forth again by the seaside, and all the more multitude resorted unto him. What multitude? The ones that were in the house, around the house, that couldn't get in. They resorted unto him, and then what did it say? He taught them. So he went about teaching, preaching, and healing. We need more teaching of the Word of God. So you can see here, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and today, and forever. How was he yesterday? The power of the Lord was present to heal them. That's how he was yesterday. Hallelujah. So one thought that we can see in Jesus' ministry is that wherever he went, wherever he was in the flesh, the power of the Lord was present to heal. That's how he was when? Yesterday. How is he today? The same. Oh, he was the same. Matthew 18:20. Where two or three are what? Gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. How is he today? The power of the Lord is present to heal. Wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he's present to heal. He's present to heal. Some of us are waiting for somebody to do something, and then when they don't get it, they walk away and say, I didn't get anything. We're gathered together in his name. The power of the Lord is present right here today, now, to do what? Heal. if nobody laid hands on you, the power of the Lord is present here to heal you. Right now. Why? Because two or three are gathered together in His name. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait. He's present. How is He present? By His Spirit. Glory to God. I like this. This is the Message translation. And when two or three of you are gathered together because of me, you can be sure that I'll be there. You can be sure that the power of God is present to heal. You can be sure of it. And how is He today? He's the same as yesterday. Isn't that exciting? That's good news to me. Let's say that. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Say that. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Say it again. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Say it again. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Close your eyes. Say it again. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Say it again. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Say it one more time. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Glory to God. He's present to heal. Because He's here. Glory to God. You know, I'm sure when Jesus said that, and this says here, the power of the Lord was present to heal in their midst. I'm sure they didn't feel anything. It doesn't matter. I'm sure they didn't feel a thing. But the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Now here's a thought. Let's go back to Luke. Here's a thought that you can take away from this account here. This is the first time that Jesus brought out the connection between sin and sickness. It's the first time He brought this out. He drew a connection between sin and sickness. Also, Jesus assumed the right to forgive sins. You ever notice that? He assumed the right at this point to forgive sickness, forgive sin. And He drew the connection between sin and sickness. And you notice that from that point on, He was called a blasphemer. He was called a blasphemer. And they began to say, "Who is this man that can forgive sins? But God alone." Amen. So isn't it interesting that before he just didn't heal the man, think about what He did first. He said, my sins be what? Forgiven. So actually, when you look at this account, Jesus put first things first. He forgave him his sins. He put the spiritual condition of the man first and a priority before He healed his body. Isn't it interesting? He put that as a priority the spiritual condition of the man. So you can see here, forgiveness of sin and healing of the sick all go together. And 3 John says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health, even what? Even as your soul prospers. I like this. This is the Letters translation. It says, to make your body as strong and healthy as your spirit is. So your spirit needs to prosper. So the man, here's another thought to consider. When they let this man down through the tiling in front of Jesus, he was healed, that man was healed by his obedient faith. Notice the man with the palsy was not healed laying prostrate on the mat. What did Jesus say? Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. He wasn't healed laying flat. He had to do what? He had to do something. He had to do what? He had to obey the words that were spoken to him. Arise, take up thy bed. He had to do that. And that man had to do what? He had to obey. He had to obey the word that was given him. He had to act it. And think about it. He wasn't healed before he acted. Jesus said, arise. He's still laying prostrate. He had to get up. And it wasn't until he what? He got up that the power of God was released. So he wasn't healed laying flat. He had to get up. He had to arise. And then when he got up, the power of God was released and strengthened his body. And that's what Jesus spoke to him. So the same for us. We have to do what? We have to arise and go in his strength, not ours. We have to get up and arise. We have to do something. So we have to forget about ourselves and our condition. We have to forget about it and put our eyes on him, put our eyes on the Word of God. So you can see here that, here's another thought to think about this. The men that brought him, he was born of 4. So think about it. He wasn't healed by their faith. So here's a lesson that we need to learn from that. We can only bring some people so far with our faith. We can bring them to the presence of God. But then it's going to have to be what? Their faith to receive, to take. So we can help people. We can bring them along with our faith, added to their faith. But then at some point, they're going to have to do what? Get up and arise. They're going to have to do something. So you can bring people. You can create a condition. It's no different. We can teach the word. The power of the Lord is present to heal. And then you have to say, I take it. You can receive that way. You can receive through the gifts of the Spirit, laying on of hands. You can create an atmosphere. You can lay your hands on someone. But they're not going to be healed by just you laying your hands on them. They're going to have to believe that they what? Receive. And then they're going to have to act upon it. Amen. So we can see here, it was the man's faith that needed to claim the healing. He had to arise and take up his bed. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So the healing power is present. There are some here that are going to walk away from here today healed? Who are the ones that are going to walk away healed? The ones that receive. The ones that say, I take it. It's mine. I take it now. It's mine. I am healed in the name of Jesus. But I don't feel anything. It doesn't say you're supposed to. It says you're what? You take that by faith. You know, this is what we were sharing on Wednesday. You know, the senses, the five senses, all work independently of one another. We were teaching here Friday, and we heard a little toot, 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 and the train's coming by. We hear it, and so I said, isn't that an interesting example? I said, you heard the train, but you didn't see it. But you're convinced the train went by just because you heard it, but you didn't see it. And I said, it's the same thing. You can see something and not hear it. And you can hear something and not see it and be convinced that it's existing. And I said, glory to God. I believe that I receive by faith, even though I don't see it, although I don't hear it, I don't feel it. My faith takes it. Hallelujah. Isn't that true? You can have perfume, have it and don't smell it, but you got it. You can have food and don't smell it, but you got to have the food before you do. Same thing with healing. You've got to take it and believe you've received it before what? The communication of your faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is what? In you, in Christ. So you've got to communicate your faith. You've got to speak it before it becomes effective, energized. Hallelujah. Is this all registering with anybody? The power of the Lord is present to heal right this minute, and all you need to do is take it. What kind of healing? Physical healing. Depression. Anything that hinders you. You should be what? Healing and prospered. Even as your soul prospers. And God is good. He wants us to walk in health and prosperity. Glory to God. Glory to God. I hope somebody gets this. The power of the Lord is present to heal you. Let's look at one scripture. Let's go over just for a moment to Hebrews 11:1. Don't be trusting what you see and what you hear, what you feel. Trust the Word of God. Amen. Trust the Word of God. His Word is settled and forever settled in heaven. Of course, we're familiar. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the confidence, or is the confidence of what? Things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. And of course, we're looking at on this on Wednesday, that faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. And I like that, of things we hope for. It's the proof of things that we don't see yet, the conviction or the reality of something. And so when I have the title deed to something, it's the representation of something that I own. And so that's what that says. Your faith is the conviction or the title deed of something that you own. You've been given the promises of God. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. And so they're mine. And I take them by faith. And my faith is the title deed. That's the evidence that I have it. It's the proof that you have what you say you have. And some of the other translations, the the God's Word translation and the complete Jewish Bible, it says trusting, another word for faith, trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced about the things we do not see. We have to become convinced. Faith is being convinced of what we don't see. Let's go to Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever what ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. I like this particular translation. There's two of them, actually, the Good News translation. It says, for this reason I tell you, when you pray and ask for something, believe that you have received it, and you will be given whatever you ask for. It's a Good News translation. Believe you have received it, and you'll have it, whatever you ask for. But I like this translation also. It's the WEST, W-U-E-S-T. It says, be believing. I like that, the way that's expressed. Be believing that you received them. So it's past tense, but it's a continuous be believing. I'm believing, and I be believing, not good English, but I be believing that I received it. And they shall be yours. But isn't that what the woman with the issue of blood, it says she continually spoke. She kept speaking that she had received. And she said, I'm going to receive. And she kept saying, that's what some of the translations say. She kept saying, when I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She be believing. Because she, as far as she was concerned, she had received. She had heard, it says, when she heard of Jesus, she went to find him and touched the hem of his garment. So here, this says, be believing that you have received. So I believe I have received the power of God, and it's at work in me, working and effectively working in me. You be believing that. And your faith is the title deed. That's the evidence. Hallelujah. So let's just wrap up here and just focus on this here, that Luke 1:37 says, for with God, this was the angel speaking to Mary, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. In some of the other translations, the J.B. Phillips, it says, for no promise of God can fail to be fulfilled. And the 20th century translation, it says, for not one word from God will prove powerless. The power of God was present to heal them wherever Jesus was. He's present here. And not one word of God will be void of power. Or powerless. So he's here to heal because we're here. Amen. And we gathered because of him. Yes. And he said, I guarantee you I'm in your midst. Yes. Yes. See, too often we want to feel something. And I'll guarantee you, there are people that come through healing lines, if they don't fall or they don't feel something, they walk away saying, I guess I didn't get anything. Now, you may think, well, that doesn't happen here. Yes, it does. Yeah. But what I'm sharing is, I'm not against that. I'm certainly for that. Laying hands on the sick. And that is one way. But the power of the Word of God is enough for you to receive that and take it by faith and walk in it. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Take it. Just take by faith what is yours. Do something you couldn't do. Act on that which the doctor says you can't do. Do something that you can't do. Because if you are going to wait for God to do something, He's already done something. Yes. Healing is in the Word of God. You know, it's like a game of chess. When somebody moves, the board stops until you move. And so God has moved. He sent His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. It's our move. If you need healing, healing's been provided. You need to move. You need to act. You need to take. You need to receive. And when you do, you begin to act on that which you couldn't do, and the healing comes, the strength comes. Isn't it true? So often we're looking for something instant, and when you read in John 4, and it talks about the second miracle that He did, it said He began, the one who was the paralytic began to amend. So often we're amending as we go. So let's thank God. Let's take a moment and thank God for the healing power that's present to heal. Receive from Him. Receive the healing power. I don't care what it is. Whatever it is. Father, I thank You for the healing power that's here to heal and restore and to bless. I thank You for it. We receive Your healing power. We receive it. And now we arise and walk in it. In the name of Jesus, I thank You, Father, for every ailment under the sound of my voice being restored and healed. In the name of Jesus, thank You for the power of the Word of God working in our bodies. Thank You, Father, for driving out of our bodies and sickness and restoring every tissue, every cell of every organ. In the name of Jesus. And I speak that our bodies are healed, our bodies are strong, our bodies are whole in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Diabetes has got to change. High blood pressure's got to change. Tumors have got to go. Cancer's got to dissipate in the name of Jesus. Stroke has got to change in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we thank You. We receive Your healing power in us, in us, in us, in us, in us. And we thank You that it's working now, driving out of our body every sickness, every disease, every symptom. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of the Lord, the power of the Lord is present to heal. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. His name. His name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. 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 Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Just take a moment and think about what Jesus did. He didn't lay hands on the man with the palsy that was let down through the roof. He didn't lay hands on him. He just spoke to him. The word spoke and said, "Arise, take up thy bed." So you need to take because what? The healing power of God is present to heal. The power of God is present to heal. And you ought not to tolerate one thing. I don't care what it is. You begin to say, no, I'm not going to have that in my body. I'm not going to have this diabetes in my body. I'm not going to have this high blood pressure in my body. I'm not going to have this symptom in my body. I say the healing power of God is working in me. The healing power, the healing power, the healing power is working, 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 working in me right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God's a good God. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the heavens. How he went about healing and doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Healing's good. The power of God is good. And it's here to restore. Just receive it. Just take it. How? By the hand of faith. Reach out and take it by faith. And when you take it by faith, what? Believe you have received it and be believing. Don't be moved by what you see. Be moved by your faith. And as you walk, strength will come. The power of God will come and amend your body. Restore your body. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And let God lead you. Let him lead you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Let's say it one more time. The power of God. Is present to heal. Now think about this. I'm going to just leave this thought with you. This is why the devil hates homes and families where husband and wife can create an atmosphere of heaven. Where two or three gather in my name. There am I in the midst. You can create heaven on earth in your home. Where the power of God is present to heal. In your home. You don't have to wait till you come to church. In your home, the power of God's present to heal. Think about this. We wait until we get to church. Why? The power of God's present in your home to heal. Take it and receive it by faith. Agree in faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for it. The power of God's present. Amen. That's why the devil hates us believers. See. So we thank you today, Father, for the power of your word. Thank you that you are a good God.
Thank you.
You're a good shepherd.
Yes.
You're a good shepherd. And we thank you. Thank you. And we've taken of your word. We've taken the word of God, the power of God into our spirits. And we thank you that it's healing and driving sickness and disease out of our bodies, strengthening us. We will not tolerate sickness and disease in our bodies anymore because the power of God is present every time. And for those here that maybe, you know, it's the first time, you're not sure, you're kind of chewing on this a little bit. Every time we assemble, whether you feel a thing or not, whether you feel, you know, like, oh man, the Lord was here today, I got goosebumps. He's here whether you got goosebumps or not. The power of God's present to heal whether you got goosebumps or not. Whether you feel like the presence of God is here or not, the power of God is present to heal. Why? Because we're here. Every time we assemble, his presence is here to heal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you're chewing on this, come Wednesday. The power of God will be present to heal. Come next Sunday, the power of God will be present to heal. You come Friday night, the power of God will be present to heal. Every time we assemble, the power of God is present to restore and to heal and to deliver. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Father, we thank you today for your word. Thank you for changing our hearts and our thinking and our mind. Thank you that it's watering us, watering our hearts. And we thank you for a mighty harvest in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.